Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. Welcome back to our free series on tangible affiliate marketing. So we discussed already the two types of different tangible niches and where you can find tangibles to promote. So today we're going to talk about how to do a solo product review, like when you're reviewing one item, when you don't have it in hand. First of all, you're going to be picking what you want to promote based on the solution it provides for whatever problem your audience has. So you're going to choose based on things like ratings and features and price points and other factors. But then the question is, how do you actually review it if you're not holding it in your hand, being able to talk about it? The first thing I like to do is study the pictures. You can tell a lot just by looking at something. I recently bought this it's a battery-operated walking lawnmower, and I loved that the handle was plastic and not metal, because my old metal one was really rough on the hands. I would get blisters and stuff, and that the front had headlights, and that's something that I was able to see in the picture. The picture brought it to life that there's headlights, so if it's starting to get dark outside, I'm not going to have to stop mowing if I don't want to, and things like that. The next thing you want to do is, I zoom in on the pictures, by the way. The next thing you want to do is read the features. So a picture is not going to tell me this, but a description is going to tell me whether a mower has both side and rear discharge areas for the mulchings or whatever, or the grass, and also whether or not it has mulching capability. So I might see a little side discharge thing, but I won't know maybe if it has a rear one or if it can mulch it when it discharges it and stuff like that. That's something that the features in the description are going to tell me. And I can convey that in my own words. I don't ever just copy and paste the description. I talk about it in my own words. The next thing you want to do is read the comments, as many as possible. I read the good ones. I read the bad ones. I just sit there and go through page after page after page. If you're going to write a really good review, you're going to want to do this and get all of the feedback. So real consumers are going to tell me if that mower is not good for a tall person, because even the height flexibility option isn't enough if you're over maybe 6'2" or whatever. So the description and image are not going to reflect that. I might see in the description that it has height flexibility, and I might see some sort of lever or whatever in the picture, but maybe this consumer is going to be able to tell me, hey, yeah, it has height flexibility, but if you're over 6'2", it's not going to matter. It's still not going to work for you. Okay, something like that I may need to know. In addition to text, you're going to write your text review. You can do things like create an audio like this, or you can create a video using PowerPoint or Canva presentations that allows you to discuss the features. And you can do a screen capture video. I use Camtasia, but you can use CamStudio for free if you want to learn that. Amazon's very picky about images being used in reviews, unless you use their link grabbing tool that has built-in images. But I think you can contact the manufacturer and just get permission to use the images in their review and promo. But you need to check on all the legalities of doing that. There's been times before where I've just gone right up to Walmart when for my toy site and snapped a picture in the store of toys on the shelf, just held them up and snapped a picture. So you can take your own picture if you want. That's allowable, I believe. People basically, when you're doing these reviews, they want to know the who, what, when, where, why, and how. So if you can answer those questions for them, that's all they want to know. So who is the product good for? What all does it do? That would be features. When should they use it or buy it? Where's the best place to get a deal? Why is it beneficial for them? Or why is this product better than another one? And then how else, or how in general, can it be used? Maybe it has dual uses or multiple uses and things like that. So that's basically how I do a solo product review. I feature it. I talk about it, all of the features. I talk about what I like. I do talk about what I dislike. If there's anything, that usually is not enough to sway someone not to buy it, but you want to be honest. If you sound too glowing with everything, then it looks phony. And if I don't make up problems. If something really looks awesome and I don't see any problem with it, I say so. So I don't sit there and try to find a problem. What is that saying? Don't go borrow trouble or something like that. I don't do that. So just do focus on everything. Your product review for a solo product, not a top list, top 10 list or anything like that. We'll talk about that next time. A solo podcast is going to have probably images. It's going to have a good feature description, uses, pros, cons. You don't want to talk about price point because on Amazon, I don't believe, at least in Amazon's case, I don't think you're supposed to be doing prices in your reviews. But check on all that. But that's it for me today, and I will be back tomorrow or the next day with a lesson on how to do a top number list of product reviews. So if you have a top 10 list of, you know, certain item, how we're going to do that.